All right, everyone, this is my last episode of 2020. It is coming out on the 30th, so, you know, we have a few days to think about 2020 and, like, how it went, and really look forward to 2021. I'm actually pretty positive my next episode, which is a full-length one, is actually coming out on the 1st of this month, and I'm excited for it. It's about the Dodd-Frank Act. But just to think about the crazy things that happened this year. So just to name a few, we had Australia fires, like people leaving the royal family. Then Kobe died. We had COVID this whole time. We had the Weinstein thing that came out. Stock market issues. Then the riots. We didn't know if Kim Jong-un died. There are murder hornets, and they're still kind of are, I guess. There was a huge explosion in Beirut, and then I guess it was back at the start of the year, but there was tensions between U.S. and Iran, and that's definitely not all that happened. I mean, there were things across the country, like across the world that happened. That was only to name a few that like the United States just went through. So I'm not sure if we can say that 2021 is going to be worse or better than 2020. I'm hoping that if it is, like, quote-unquote worse, that we've learned how to cope and how to handle things better. We learn skills from what 2020 has given us and make 2021 better in the way that we can handle things better. So, do you all make resolutions? I feel like I make more of them on my birthday of what I want to do for that year of my life. Common New Year's resolutions include, like, if you just look them up online, getting in shape, losing weight, living life better, like to the fullest, saving more money, and stop smoking. Even though I don't make New Year's resolutions, I'm gonna say that my obvious goal is to be my own boss and become a mortgage lender. Like, obviously, that's what my podcast is about. I also want to get back on the stage in 2021. I'm a bit apprehensive, but I think that it'll be okay, and I'll be able to make it into one competition at least. I think I'm gonna bring I think it's going to bring back that drive for working out that I need, and I'm really, really excited. It's also kind of fun because as a female competitor, I get to think about my hair, makeup, jewelry, nails, etc. It's like a wedding where I get to glam myself up and have this like one big day of showing off and just feeling pretty and like everything like that. So kind of excited for that and really looking forward to that. So I wanted to look at questions to get to know yourself better and kind of go over like five of them per mini episode with you. So these are questions that we should be asking ourselves more and really truly looking at the answers that we're thinking about, right? So the first one is, how will your ideal you be like? Like when you think about, oh, that would be what I want to be. This is who I'd like to be like. These are the attributes I'd like to have. How do you describe that person? The next one is very similar. It's what attributes do you value in yourself? Right now, what do you like about yourself? Speaking positively about yourself is a huge thing, and I feel like not enough people do that. We can be very down on ourselves, and I think it really hurts our confidence and our psyche when we talk badly to ourselves. What scares me the most? What are things that, like, in my life, when I look at them, like, what risks am I not taking? You know, there's things in my life that scare me, not like spiders or anything like that, even though they kind of do, but Am I taking the risks that I should? Am I avoiding the things that I should, etc.? Question number 4 is, how can I add to my happiness? I'm sure everyone could use a little bit more happiness in their life, even if you are fairly happy now. There are areas where you can improve. And how do I add to that? Do I make better connections with people? Do I spend more time in self-care? Like, what is it that you personally need? And the last one is, how can I improve my daily routines? So that this is kind of like going to go into what I'm going to talk about next is the good habits. But how do I improve my daily routines? What is missing in my life? And how do I create a more healthy like aura around me. I found a list of 20 good habits to start in your 20s from the website miss-mental.com. I actually found it on Pinterest because I was looking, I really like Pinterest. I'm such a Pinterest person, and I was looking for ways to improve yourself. So, number one is plan a meal for the week. So, meal planning, filling out a gratitude list every night, brushing your teeth twice a day, which should already be doing that, but drinking plenty of water daily, which I struggle with, stop negative self-talk, also something I can definitely work on, tell others how you truly feel, obviously with tact, use a planner, I love my planner, have a morning and night routine, which I need that, don't sit for longer than an hour, meditate daily, go outside daily, maintain a hobby, practice belly breathing, clean after yourself, evaluate yourself every month, which I think is a really cool one, and I think I'm definitely gonna try and like do that for sure. Make a to-do list daily, which is the only way I actually survive and get stuff done, so that's a must-have for me. I'm an absolute list person, hands down. Get rid of clutter, be active for 30 minutes every day, don't use screens before bed, and read a book every month. So the ones that I know I struggle with is don't use screens before bed. I love relaxing with my phone or TV or whatever. Drinking water. And I guess negative self-talk has to be another one. I find that I'm really, really hard on myself, and I just need to give myself a little bit more grace. So think of the ones that really stood out to you when I read that list and what you might want to improve in 2021. I hope that that helps everyone kind of set their goals and set their intentions for this coming year. And connect with me on social media and tell me how, like, which ones you've chose and why. And I would love to share them with everyone if you're willing to do that. So connect with me. I would love to have more engagement with everyone who listens. We'll be right back.